You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
July 20th, 1969.
50 says we look good, all sources. 623,
please. Okay, that's good on the flight.
Okay, Houston.
Houston, we're ready for liftoff.
Yes, and engine is on.
Hey, can I confine you about something? I've been having nightmares about this thing getting us back to Earth.
Oh, man. Trust me, you have nothing to be worried about.
3, 2, 1, 0. On a liftoff.
So tell me, what gave you that confidence?
Perfection Auto Works service the module.
You may not end up stranded on the moon, but rest assured, a breakdown is a major crisis. You can prevent unwanted breakdowns and costly repairs at Perfection Auto Works with our free 26-point inspection. We'll service your auto and truck from here to the moon and back. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
That's one small step for man, one easy maintenance job for Perfection Auto Works.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
With a cost-effective campaign, you can reach your customer over and over.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Accurately Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Create demand and grow your business with radio.
Contact Accurately Advertising.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
The John C. Scott Show is paid for by the John C. Scott Company, LLC. Opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Welcome to the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you. Good afternoon from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum, which is the most talked to, talked about, and listened to weekend political talk show in Arizona. Thank you for making that possible. Don Jorgensen will be with us. He's the former chair of the Democratic Party. We had scheduled Matt Klink, who is a GOP strategist in Los Angeles, still trying to get in touch with Matt. Let's go to Don Jorgensen. Hi, Don. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you could join us.
Hey, good afternoon, John. How are you?
Fine. We watch this legislative session end soon, hopefully, and we see some of the most conservative bills that I've ever seen. First of all, we're talking about anti-abortion bills. We're talking about voter suppression. And then we're talking about the kind of craziness that most people in Arizona would say, well, this is just insane. Let's recount the votes of Maricopa County and spend millions to do so when there is no question whatsoever this was a legitimate election and a vote count. What the hell is going on, Mr. Jorgensen?
Well, kind of you have to start with a look at the Republican Party and what's happened over the past several years. First, maybe even in the last decade, I'll be brief because you get this. First, they ran off all the moderate Republicans, right, in their primaries. And so you wound up with these elected senators, state senators and state representatives who are either far right or fallen off the cliff nut job, right, guys like Mark Fincham and Leach and Townsend and people like this. And so that's who you have now in there. And with the Senate president like Karen Fann stoking these fires, you have a party that is now, again, no longer the Republican Party as we once recognized it, but the party of Trump. and that is showing up in state legislatures around the country, particularly in Arizona. So what's happening now is everything is focused on moving the country to the right as far as they can, and that's why you're seeing all of these bills that are not favored by the majority of the people, by the majority of Arizonans, but by the majority of these far-right voters that they're cultivating in order to win primaries. And the only way they can keep that up now is to delegitimize the voting process. You know, back in 2016, what did we hear? Oh, they would scream at the Democrats, "You lost, get over it." Well, now this whole group is attacking democracy because they lost and they can't get over it. And so we're seeing this in the legislature, and we're seeing it somewhere else, that's the redistricting process. But right now we've got a Republican Party that intends to control the government by whatever cost, even if it's by attacking the Maricopa County votes with this sham audit. And I have to give all the credit in the world to our Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, who is standing up to this nonsense and holding them accountable. And I think thanks to her efforts, not only are we exposing the fraud that's taking place, but may bring in the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division to hold these folks accountable, too, because it is nothing less than their attempt to really destabilize democracy and delegitimize voting to, again, suppress the turnout in 2022. And that's the real focus, too, with the Republicans. And I hope folks understand this. It isn't just about Maricopa County. It isn't even just about the Arizona State Legislature. This is about the midterms in 2022 and making it harder for people to vote, continuing with their disinformation campaigns, trying to put their thumb on the scale of redistricting so they can hold on to power at all costs, or regain it in the U.S. Congress at all costs. That's what this is about.
You know, it seems to me that Trump is suggesting to anybody that's going to listen to him that if this goes the way he'd like for it to go with his private firm that's very questionable in recounting the votes of Maricopa County, he's on a path to discredit other particular votes in other particular states, suggesting that he is the legitimate president of the United States and there was fraud in the 2020 election. He is using this example of the recount of the Maricopa County vote as a pathway back to the White House. I swear to God, you just can't make this up.
Well, I think you're absolutely right about where Donald Trump is. I think the Republican Party is using that fervor to hold on to power. You know, Mitch McConnell is not a Donald Trump fan, but he's playing along and doing whatever it takes. But all you need to know, and one thing I want to come back to with the Maricopa County fraud, is look at who's in there. I mean, we saw footage of Anthony Kern, who's the former Republican state legislator who lost his last campaign, who was at the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. And here he is in Maricopa County counting votes, or on the floor there, and treated like some visiting celebrity. This guy ought to be indicted. And there he is. You know, he supported folks who took up arms against the United States. This is how far the Republican Party has fallen. But I think you're right. I think Donald Trump is, and make no mistake, Donald Trump is always and only for Donald Trump. And he's got folks pouring money into his causes. They say it's going to election reform. It's not. It's going all into his pocket. And you're right. He's using this Arizona fraud, fake audit sham as a model for going to other states. And look at the other states they're talking about going to: Georgia, Florida, maybe North Carolina, all of whom have senators up for reelection or open seats in 2022. So they want to, again, delegitimize the vote there, or like you just saw with Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, make it harder for people to vote.
Well, as you take a look again at a myriad of subjects that this legislature has dealt with, and a narrow margin by which the House holds the majority, 1-2 votes, and the same with the Senate, you would think that there would be a reasonable Republican that would at least put some of the brakes on this absolute out-of-control madness. But there's no one to do that. There is no one to step forward and say, wait a minute, we're going too far here.
Most reasonable people in the state of Arizona say this is outrageous. This, you know, this voter suppression is so absolute obvious that it's frightening to people, that it would be so blaringly as an example of taking away people's right to vote and making it harder for them to vote. You know, and it just strikes me as, you know, I don't know where we're going in Arizona, but it doesn't look good after this legislative session. I think it's the most dangerous session I've seen in many, many years.
Well, I won't argue with you on that. And again, it comes back to the fact that these Republicans know that their party has fallen so far off that cliff to the right of even conservatism that if they oppose any of these crazy bills, they will be primaried, and they will likely lose because the rabid Trumpers come out for the primary. They saw that in the last election. They've already been threatened by that within their own party. I mean, all you have to do is look at what happened with the Republican state party's own
Kelly Ward, yes, sure,
early in the year. Yeah, where they won't even do an audit of their own ballots because they know that was probably fraudulent and she had her thumb on the scale there. So they'll go to any means to keep power. And the Senate and representatives representing the Republican side up in Phoenix know that if they, you know, dip a toe into moderate waters, they'll get knocked off in primaries. And we're seeing again what the governor has done to ensure that the Republicans are trying to ensure that the Republicans maintain the ability to win districts even with smaller voting counts. And that's through the attempted gerrymandering through the redistricting process to keep safe districts. A little bit of a surprise there, as we've seen, because of the census, we're not getting an additional congressional seat. And the number of seats in the legislatures, most folks know this, don't change. So it's a matter of them redrawing the lines. And what we saw the governor do is first, with the Commission on Judicial Court Appointments, that's who picked the nominees. It was supposed to be a balanced court. It wasn't. It was primarily Republicans, very strong, who picked solid far-right Republicans and very weak Democrat nominees. And so now you have a commission with two Republicans, two Democrats, and an independent who was essentially handpicked by the Republicans, who hired an executive director who worked for Martha McSally and took money from her campaign. So he's far right. And they just picked a company to do the maps that they'll start with, who have already had maps thrown out by courts in other jurisdictions because they were so biased. So that's the other place we have to keep an eye on, not just the legislature in Arizona, but what happens with this redistricting process, because, you know, they're trying to do what I think it was Stalin or Lenin said years ago, which is now ought to be the Republican Party mantra, that it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. And the Republicans are trying to, again, put their thumb on the scale there and to shift it so that essentially the voters aren't picking the candidates are picking their voters. And that's just wrong. It's undemocratic. And that's what's happening in the Republican Party in Arizona.
Wow. Well, that's why I wanted to talk with you. Thank you so much for being with me, Don. You know, it's amazing, you know. You start thinking these things, and you think, well, I'm the only one thinking this, you know. And then I talk to you, and I realize there's at least two of us, you know, two of us that are scared to death about what's happening out of this legislative session and this redistricting effort. Believe me, it's scary to see what is being done. It really is. So.
Oh, it really is. I'll tell you. Two things. Number one, there are a lot of people out there saying it, and Democrats have to keep that spotlight on them and keep the spotlight on the fact that this is about the midterms. And number two, I don't know if you knew this, John, but today is Matt Gaetz's birthday. So let's all hope that he gets everything he deserves.
I would agree. Thank you so much. All right. Thank you, Don. Good to talk with you. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, John.
You bet. Former chair of the Democratic Party in Pima County, Don Jorgensen. Matt Klink's with us. We'll get him in L.A. He's a little bit tardy, but he's on the air with us right after these messages. Thanks so much for calling us back, Matt.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Hi, my name is Jim Hanley. I was born and raised in Tucson, and I raised my own boys here. I want to get to know you, your dreams and goals, and help you shape them into a plan for success. I've been helping hundreds of Tucson families do this since 1993. It takes experience and know-how to navigate the rocky shoals of the financial markets and keep you on an even keel. I look at every account I manage every day to find opportunities to grow your nest egg, to make you at ease and enjoying your life. I want to show you the highest integrity and reliability you can find anywhere. That's why I named my business with my own name, Jim Hanley LLC, and why I'm a member of the CFA Society of Tucson. Find me at jimhanleyllc.com or call me at 623-3646. That's 623-3646. Jim Hanley LLC is a registered investment advisor and a member of FINRA SIPC.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios in Tucson, Arizona. With us is Matt Klink, experienced global governmental affairs strategist and communicator and political consultant, successfully completing corporate and political work on six continents, and in more than 70 countries. He's in our country now. Here's Matt Klink. I think he was out of the country earlier, but he's back. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good, and I apologize for being tardy and blowing right through our call time.
Don't worry about it. I'm glad you're here. I have one question. The rise and fall of Liz Cheney, the congresswoman, third in, I believe, leadership of the GOP in the House of Representatives. Perhaps you can explain to me what this says about the Republican Party, the rise and fall, or perhaps soon to fall, Liz Cheney.
Well, it says a couple things. I think, one, it says that the Republican Party is still going through some struggles with the 2020 election, but it also suggests that, like other members of the Republican Party that did vote to certify electors for the Electoral College, they moved on to talk about how the Republicans are going to retake the House in 2022. And Liz Cheney continues to talk about what happened on January 6th. So one's looking forward, one's looking backward. If you're Kevin McCarthy, whose job it is to retake the House in 2022, you don't want to look back, you want to look ahead. And that's the main reason for it, is that Liz Cheney will just not stop talking about Donald Trump in 2020, and the Republicans want to focus on how Joe Biden is screwing up this country so that they can retake the House, which they're probably going to do in 2022.
But it also says, I think, that Trump is certainly flexing his muscle post his presidency, and then he is threatening Cheney or anyone that would oppose him. He believes that this recount of the Maricopa County vote in the state of Arizona may be a pathway back to the presidency. I mean, he actually has said that. And then you get into a situation where Liz Cheney has said, we've got to separate ourselves from Trump. He's toxic. Apparently, he's toxic to her. I think that says a lot about how divided this Republican Party is. But maybe you won't agree with that.
Well, I think that, look, so there is some infighting in the Republican Party, but let's be clear. If the way things keep going as they are now, come 2022, Joe Biden's going to find himself on a House and the Senate that are in Republican control. So, I don't think the Republican Party is is irreparably divided. The influence of Donald Trump has largely waned, primarily because the best thing that Twitter and Facebook ever did was kick him off the platform for the Republicans. So, you know, I'm not particularly worried about it. And look, Liz Cheney is an experienced politician. I like her. I think that she does have a future. And ultimately, it's up for the voters of the state of Wyoming to determine whether or not she remains in Congress. But I think she's got a strong case to be made.
Yes, but the point is 74% of the people in Wyoming that were surveyed are Trump supporters who are opposed to the position of Liz Cheney, suggesting she can't win next year. Can't even get back to the House, let alone meet a leadership.
John, you can't replace someone with no one, and it depends who they get to run against her. The Cheney family name is the gold standard in the Republican Party, and, you know, we're a long way away from 2022, and, you know, if Donald Trump wants to go to Wyoming to campaign against Liz Cheney, that may prove to Liz Cheney's benefit. So don't be surprised. I mean, she will certainly be out of Republican leadership. That may be the best thing for her from a reelection standpoint.
It seems, too, that Trump's taken on these great names of the Republican Party. The Bushes, certainly, there's no doubt he's taken on, obviously, McCain. All of these particular, if you, you know, rewind history here 5 years and you take a look at some of these people who I never believed were in any kind of jeopardy, certainly Flake or McCain. It just strikes me as, you know, there's no reference at all from Trump to the Bushes as well. And this was the foundation of the Republican Party. Is that going to be wiped from the slate because of Trump?
I don't think it will be wiped from the slate, but I do think that there is a, look, you saw this with the foundation of the Freedom Caucus in the Republican Party.
I want to talk about that right after our break. I need to take a quick break. I apologize, Matt. We'll be back right after a news break at the bottom of the hour. Thank you, Matt. Stay with me, please.
Hey, dude, I just love having nothing to do, man.
I love your man cave. It's so cool. Hey, what's that noise, man? It's coming from the garage.
Oh, no, man. It's Christine. She's upset about something. Hey, I'll be right back. Hey, what are you upset about? I'm always good to you.
Stop it. I need some love. Quit taking me to those quirky lube places.
You're ramming me.
It's time you started taking care of me.
Stop it.
I need a lube job. I can't wait for my transmission flush.
Ooh.
And buddy, I need a rear end service and an alignment so bad my tires shake. I need a spa day at Perfection Auto Works.
Okay. I'll take you to Perfection Auto Works.
Your car could talk, what would she say to you? Make your car purr by having it serviced at Perfection Auto Works today. Our free 26-point inspection will have your car covered from bumper to bumper. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
As a business owner, you're responsible for the growth, leadership, and the daily operation of your business. This includes your interaction and advocacy for your customers. Tucson Business Owners, Inc. offers you the opportunity to educate and advocate about community policies affecting profitability. By becoming a member of Tucson Business Owners, Inc., you can have an effect on common issues, such as curb appeal, municipal budget priorities, and keeping a vibrant workforce in the area. For more information, visit TucsonBusinessOwners.org.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum on this Saturday, May the 8th. With me, Matt Klink, GOP strategist and consultant in Los Angeles. Matt, we were discussing, obviously, the plight of the Republican Party and where we're going. Again, straighten me out here as to this particular attempt to take the elections of next year and put the House in the control of the GOP as well as the Senate. And how close is the Republican Party to doing that?
John, the Republican Party is very close to doing that. Redistricting has helped the Republican Party with the states that picked up seats. They are red states. California lost a seat for the first time ever, and actually we lost 186,000 people for the first time ever. And not to mention that the Biden agenda, while popular when you ask things in the macro, when you probe on individual levels, he's got some huge headwinds coming his way that are going to create problems. And what you're going to see is a lot of these swing states that are now held by Democrats, they're going to swing back toward the Republican Party because the Democrats are being forced to vote for such liberal positions. And it's really going to boost the Republican Party in 2022. And then Joe Biden's legislative agenda drops to almost nothing.
Well, you're talking literally about trying to get some things done previous to that, and one would be to come up with some kind of an infrastructure bill. There may be some bipartisan support for that. I don't know how much, but that's been on the table here. There's no question that immigration reform has to be dealt with, but it won't be, more than likely. I mean, we've got all kinds of problems, regardless of what is going to happen in 2022, that have to be addressed somehow, some way.
I agree. And unfortunately, Joe Biden's pledge to be a unifier and work across the aisle has been non-existent. I mean, when you look at, ironically enough, even Donald Trump had bipartisan legislation on COVID bills. Yet when Joe Biden came in, he didn't get one Republican vote for his proposal because he refused to compromise on anything. And on infrastructure, there's a deal to be had if the president wants it. The problem is that the Democrats in the House and the Senate have loaded it up with so much long-time Democratic priority wish list stuff that has nothing to do with infrastructure. There is no such thing as human infrastructure that it's unlikely to get anything across. If Joe Biden were to pass a modest $600 to $700 billion, by the way, it scares me that I'm even saying modest $600 to $700 billion infrastructure package, that would get overwhelming bipartisan support. And then the Democrats could come back and try to ram through under reconciliation, which is a 50-vote process, all of their liberal wish list stuff. But the problem is they don't want to do that because then their moderate members are exposed for voting for these extreme liberal priorities.
You know, I understand what you're saying to me. I'm not sure I totally agree with it. The favorability rating of this president's 52%. You can't tell me that everybody hates this guy. They don't like anything he's doing. Come on, seriously, 52%? Come on.
That's not what I said. And if I implied that, no. Look, Joe Biden may personally be popular, but 52%, it's certainly higher than Donald Trump. Okay, but that's a given. But it's not where Barack Obama was, it's not where Bill Clinton was, and it's not where Ronald Reagan was, it's not where George W. Bush was. Look, he's got some big headwinds in a country that, 77,000 vote difference, and we have a different president of the United States. We are a divided country, and Joe Biden, and this is an easy case to be made, Joe Biden fancies himself a modern day FDR or LBJ, but he doesn't have the congressional majorities that either had to move at this radical left-wing agenda.
He won by 7 million votes, Matt.
No, but Don, if we counted votes and you were elected on a national basis, 77,000 votes in a few key states, if they flip, then Donald Trump is reelected, just like Hillary Clinton only lost by about 65,000 votes in key states. This is an almost evenly divided country from an electoral college perspective.
Well, I think Biden's going to benefit from the opening of America, and that is taking place now. There's no question. You can give Trump all the credit you want with the speeding up of the vaccine research and making it available. But the point is, I think Biden's done a fairly reasonable job of trying to get this vaccine into the arms of Americans. And we now are going back to school. We're going to go back to the stadiums in the fall and the arenas in the fall. To recognize ourselves as we were. And it seems to me that the American people are going to give Biden some credit for that.
Absolutely, and they should. He's done it. He's done a decent job in reopening the country. But if you ask a lot of public schools, I don't know what the situation is in Arizona, it's a myth that public schools are open full time. They're just simply not. They're open for 1 or 2 days a week in many cases, still distance learning with massive digital divide issues facing underserved communities. the administration had a massive 800,000 jobs miss on Friday. And it's not because there are no jobs available. It's the contrary. There are massive jobs available. The problem is that people aren't taking them. And that's going to be a big problem. And the Democrat solution is to have more government money go to people who are unemployed, $300 a week, which in some cases is more than these people make under a full-time job.
Well, you're right. The jobs report was not good at all over the last month. There may be some legitimate reasons for that, but the point was that they were expecting much higher numbers for that. And I would think somewhere along the way, you know, the idea that America is going to have to recognize itself as a different country after the pandemic. There's no question. Things have changed. And I don't think people realize how much that change is going to affect their daily lives, whether it's the mask or whether it's, you know, whether you're going back to school or whether you're going to go back to your job at the office, maybe you're going to be staying home. I think America has changed either for the better or for the worse. You can make up your mind about that, but changed dramatically from what we've experienced in the last year. Would you agree?
I think that America has changed, but if you ask people in the long run if they want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to define what that change looks like, I think that you're going to find a lot of resistance. And the challenge is that, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're focusing on the blue coastal cities by and large, and everyone else in the flyover states, including Arizona, is getting run over in the process. Just look at the mess that's happening on the borders right now. That is a problem of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's own making. They own it, and they are dropping the ball miserably on it.
Let's go to Charles on our phone line. Charles, I only have 2 minutes, and then I'm going to have to let you go. You're with Matt Quinn, GOP strategist.
I'll be much more brief than that. I don't think that the pandemic had very much to do with the economy at all, maybe 2%. I think 98% of this train wreck that we're going through is government-caused, largely the governors, but partially the federal government. I would like your guest's response to that remark. I will listen on the radio.
All right, thanks. Go ahead, Matt. Yeah, thanks. 550,000 dead. I don't know how you ignore that number, but go ahead.
Look, I absolutely agree that the government shutdown was the reason that the economy tanked. Now, there were public health reasons for that to occur.
550,000 dead. How do you ignore that number?
I don't think you have to, though, John, but you have examples of states that opened far faster than some coastal states that have the same number or lower death total than the ones that shut their economies up tight. So if the government would get out of the way and let the businesses reopen and do so responsibly, they have changed, and they've invested tens of thousands of dollars for each business to comply with COVID restrictions. If the government gets out of the way and let businesses return, if we go back to the Trump economy with basically 2% unemployment pre-COVID, Joe Biden, I think, would probably get reelected if he's capable of running for reelection in 2024.
Matt Klink, it is so good to talk with you. Thank you so much for being on our show today, and I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for sharing part of yours with us. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. See you,
Matt Klink, one of the most respected GOP strategists and consultants in all of America. We're going to be back with our financial expert, Jim Hanley, after these messages.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Galleries saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
Ackerly Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerly Advertising.
As a business owner, you're responsible for the growth, leadership, and the daily operation of your business. This includes your interaction and advocacy for your customers. Tucson Business Owners, Inc. offers you the opportunity to educate and advocate about community policies affecting profitability. By becoming a member of Tucson Business Owners, Inc., you can have an effect on common issues, such as curb appeal, municipal budget priorities, and keeping a vibrant workforce in the area. For more information, visit TucsonBusinessOwners.org.
Do you want election integrity and transparency? Are you one of those Americans who is sick and tired of the political duopoly? Do you wish there were another viable choice? Do you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours? Do you question the political theater you're fed every day? What do you believe, the approved narrative or your own eyes?
Are you ready to become engaged for freedom no matter your political party preference? Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Are you tired of being lumped into the worst elements of history when you exercise your right to speak, dissent, or petition your government? Are you perplexed by those who cannot distinguish between speech and violence? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
From the Perfection Auto Work Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. James Hanley is with us. He's one of the smartest financial advisors I know. That's why we have him on the air on a regular basis. I always learn from him. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're with us. Thanks.
It's great to be here, John. Thanks.
People are saying, wait a minute, if we just took this infrastructure bill and, carved it in half, then carved it in half again, down to about $600 billion rather than $2 trillion, we'd be just fine. I'm not sure that would fix the problem. Do you think that would fix the problem?
No, not at all, John. I think that what we would see in that case, and of course the Republicans would object to having any contractual requirements for prevailing wages on the work being done, would turn into a bunch of pork barrel projects that really don't achieve very much. You know, a lot of waste, I would think. The Biden plan is a grand plan. And by the way, labor is infrastructure. After all, when productivity is measured, labor costs are an important element of productivity. So it's ridiculous to claim that labor is not infrastructure. If a country has well-educated, well-trained workers, they're going to be more productive. And the companies that are in those countries are going to be competitive on a global scale. So what the Biden plan is doing is bringing our workforce into the 21st century. There's a lot of retraining money in there. And workers are reconsidering the work that they've been doing anyway. That was reflected in the jobs report that was released yesterday.
Well, let's take a look at this. So we're into the second quarter of the year, and your predictions, by the way, as I've followed them from the very beginning of this year, seem to be pretty much right on. And you might tell us how right you are and how you became so, well, right.
Well, thanks very much, John. It's a matter of looking at policy that is being put into place and studying the financial market's reaction to it. Mr. Klink, as much as I respect him, is really not on track here. After all, the financial markets set new records again last week. The Dow was up 903 points. That's 2.66%. Investors aren't dumb. they do see that the great reopening is moving along very smoothly. They see a third of Americans have already received two shots, and they're, you know, vaccinating at least 2.5 million people a day. Still, there's some holdouts, but I think that resistance will continue to decline as more and more people become vaccinated, and these scaredy cats who don't want to get a shot, you know, continue to consider that there is greater risk to their health by being exposed to this deadly disease, you know, than by getting a shot. And so the great reopening continues. We will see normalization of schools with children back in class. We have seen, in fact, in the jobs report, that leisure and hospitality made up almost all of the job gains, in that in April. And so this is a normalization of life in the country, with more and more people eating out in restaurants, with flying, with going around in places in the country, staying in hotels and so forth. So the normalization continues. I've talked before about the forecasts for herd immunity. I think that is still on track to be somewhere around the 1st of July. And if and when herd immunity is declared, and by the way, it's a pretty broad range. It's between 70 and 90% of Americans that are either vaccinated or who are immune due to the fact that they've been exposed to the disease. That means that the second half of the year is going to be normal activity. Like you mentioned when you were talking to Matt, that people are going to be in sports stadiums. I think even, you know, the baseball season is going to be returning to normal, you know, as well. So there will be a lot of confidence and a lot of renewed hope on the part of Americans. Consumer confidence will go up. That translates into sales. And sales means that there has to be ramped up production. Now, I want to also mention that I'm a subscriber to Zacks Investor Services, and the ADP, you know, that company that does payroll processing.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, so they also come out with payroll reports. They do so many that, you know, that's their business. And their payroll report was a lot different than the Department of Labor's. I think that we're going to see an upward revision on the April numbers, pretty quick here that will probably be surprising. ADP said 742,000 jobs were added in April. What a difference.
Sure.
You know, they even break it down by large companies, mid, small companies. They say the construction added another 100,000 jobs, and the Labor Department basically showed construction to be flat, you know, in April. So there is a big discrepancy between the DOL and ADP's figures on jobs in April.
Well,
okay.
No, I just wanted to say I'm kind of running out of time. I kind of had an abbreviated session because of Matt's tardiness from Los Angeles. We'll have an extended half hour with you in our next broadcast next week, and there's so many things I want to get to that we did not get to today. I want people to call you at 623-3646, or just go to jimhanleyllc.com. Your website is incredible. Your website's one of the best in America. If people want some financial advice, want some financial guidance, want some retirement information, they can go to jimhanleyllc.com and they'll get it, believe me. And if they want to call you, they're on their phone all the time, 623-3646. You answer all the calls. And I think people should call you for the right financial advice. Jim, thanks for being with us today. I began to apologize for the brevity of this segment, but we'll make up for it next week. And I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Okay, John, I had a good time. I appreciate you having me on.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I want to thank Mike Emery of Perfection Auto Works. He fixed my wife, who passed away in November, Mustang, which I cherished because it was her car. Nobody else could fix it. Nobody could get the engine light off. He did. This guy's a miracle worker when it comes to cars. You got something wrong with your car, take it to Perfection Auto Works. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. I'm so glad you decided to join us today. Thanks so much for your attendance. I hope you have a great weekend.
We now present the 10 best sounds of planet Earth. Birds chirping. A babbling brook. The wonderful sounds of an orchestra. The ocean shore. A summer storm. Diving into your pool on a hot summer day. When your wife says,
I love you.
The first time your baby laughs. And here is the most wonderful sound you can ever hear.
That sound is the sweetest sound you can ever hear. Your car starting and getting you where you need to be. At Perfection Auto Works, our free 26-point inspection ensures you will hear that sound every morning and have peace of mind. From brakes, starters, belts and tires, complete auto repair. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.